high street.
But if, say, compassion does arise, as we've just been discussing, then it's bound to lead to thoughts of following on from that. Whether there's something...
What can we do?
What can we do? What can be done?
Do we have to think a lot?
Well, I suppose we think a lot, whatever, don't we?
Think less. When there is awareness, it's less and less.
Or just understand.
Right, most thinking is totally useless anyway.
See, this is really interesting. Again, you know, it's that thing of, you know, detachment by other Gusala, you know, according to accumulations of metta, compassion, dana, blah, all of that. So it couldn't be.
When there is more understanding, it conditions more kusala or more akusala.
More kusala.
By understanding.
Yeah.
How does one tell kusala from akusala though? When one can call something metta when it's loba. One can call something metta when it's mana. Or one can call something metta when it's loba.
Yeah. Like we say, seeing is nama. But what about the understanding of what we are saying, that seeing is nama?
So again, it's only by developing wisdom and understanding,
awareness
of each
Right, awareness.
Jealousy for each
understanding the accumulation at that very moment.
A kusala arises and falls away so fast as kusala arises. The understanding of them as not self has to be developed to the degree that there can be detachment from taking or clinging to that object as self yet. That's why no need to try to know the exact moment at that time, whether it's kusala or akusala, because it's beyond the direct understanding, because it's thinking about what has happened and fallen away. So in the beginning, it's not trying to know whether it's kusala or akusala, but developing the understanding of the characteristic of nama and rupa. And nama doesn't have any shape or form at all. It's just that mental reality which can experience an object. Now, it's like that. It's not visible object. It's not sound. But it's that which doesn't have any shape, no form at all. Just arise and experience it. Very dark.
Well, I must say, I'm quite glad to hear you say what you did about not knowing the difference between kusala and akusala, because it's something I've always found extremely difficult. And it seems as though it should be so easy, because they have totally different characteristics.
That's why for Sotapanna, that person can eradicate wrong view of self, but still have lobha and tosa, for awareness to be aware over and over again, and begin to see the subtlety of different aspects of lobha and tosa and akusala. But still, Sakatakami cannot eradicate the attachment to sensuous objects. Because they are so honest, so straightforward, that it's there by conditions. But there is no doubt about nama and rupa, the arising and falling away of nama and rupa at all. No doubt about nibbana.
So you're basically saying there, Kunsajin, that at stage of Sotapanna, they are not aware of when it's kusala and when it's akusala. They understand that it's not self.
They cannot change the characteristic of kusala and akusala at all. But the person who hasn't become a sotapanna does not know the demarcation of the nama and rupa clearly. It's only thinking, assuming that it's nama and it's rupa. So when there is dosa, one can call it out loud, it's dosa, see, or lobha, but it's me. it's I or it's mine, not just a reality. So the characteristic of dosa does not change, but the understanding it as not I, only a reality, it has its characteristic. We don't have to mind the characteristic, because the characteristic always never change at all. But the understanding, not clinging, not taking it for I, should become lesser and lesser by understanding.
But John, what's going to condition that understanding if we don't have contemplation about it, or we don't read, or we don't listen, or we don't
yes, you know, what we, else is going we to had before.
If there's no thinking about
it's before the direct awareness would arise. If we haven't heard at all, no conditions for awareness to arise.
Right.
So this must be heard, contemplated, until it's one's own understanding.
Right. So
this is the most important thing, until it's one's own understanding, not the others or the book's understanding, but it's one's own understanding about reality, about different characteristics through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, about the difference between the rupa, which cannot experience, but it can be object of the experiencing. And the experience now is working, it's performing its function as seeing, hearing. See?
When you speak like this, I mean, it seems apparent at this moment that it really is the lack of detachment, but the detachment is...
There must be the understanding of the difference. Of the difference between moment with or without awareness. This is the beginning.
But sometimes we can be aware, we think we're aware of something, and it's fooling us. I remember, well, Sarah and John would remember me a couple of years ago when I had all these causes and I was so full of righteous anger. Well, I didn't know it was righteous anger.
Justice
and fairness. So convinced we're acting from a great ethical standpoint, or which is all part of the story. But how do we clear that away?
Instantly? gradually develops,
yeah.
By really consider whether there is a self or not, or just different characteristic of each reality.
The recognizing of those characteristics, because
Usually it's done or motivated by the self or the I, by being told to do or to think, but it's not the understanding of the work of Sankarakanda. It cannot be the function of Vedana, it cannot be the function of Sanya, but it has to be the function of Sati. So if I have sati, that's not right. But sati arises, so it is aware. And so very naturally. For example, hardness is hardness exactly the same. There can be awareness or no awareness. But when it is aware, that characteristic appears. Because by studying Abhidhamma, one knows that the characteristic of hardness appears to body consciousness, body process, and then bhavanga, and then mind or experience the same hardness, right? So nobody can tell the difference between hardness, which is experienced through the body door, and mind door, no body at all. But when awareness is aware, it's through mind door, which follow the body process exactly the same. So it's just exactly the same hardness. But there is awareness.
Is it not possible to know the difference between sense door and mind door?
So fast.
It is very fast. Mm-hmm.
Even yeah. through mind door.
Even yeah. through mind door. Yeah.
You mean because it follows instantly,
yeah. mm-hmm.
as we can say, when we don't talk about bhavangas in between. The object is the same.
So to get back to Jill's question, as I understand Ajahn Sitchin, what she's saying is not that the Sotapanna wouldn't know the difference between kusala and akusala, but that for us, there are more important things to be known at the moment, and that is the awareness of the presently arising reality.
What is not known yet? The characteristic of nama and the characteristic of rupa, but not the characteristic of lopa, because it's there, never change. But usually one takes it for I. But lopa is lopa, so no need to say or to tell or to find out the characteristic of lopa, because it's just like that. But the understanding of lopa as not self, just a reality, nama.
It's as important to see loba as not self as it is
as
to see visible object or seeing consciousness as not self. But it's because we are more familiar with my loba or my dosa or my doubt or whatever.
And this is corrected by awareness and right understanding more and more.
Yeah. So it's not, you're not focusing on visible object for any other reason except that it's always there and we're always taking it for self every minute, every minute.
And so if there is still no understanding of visible object as just a reality, it's impossible to experience the arising and falling away of reality, because there is no detachment from people and things all the time. Because now, even it's whisper object which is appearing, we think about people and things all the time. No development of the whisper object as just a reality, which is seen and can be seen, while people and things cannot be seen. Can people be seen? Whisper object only can be seen.
On your
people
point,
as visible object. Can we say that? Can we say people are seen as visible object?
Oh, visible object is seen as
people.
People.
And Lord Rick is always wondering, why do we always come back to this subject? It's always the same, he says. But Ajahn Sucha said
so
it's never
important.
Enough.
So
because we have not understood.
Doesn't that?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Reading, study, contemplating.
Is it better to understand? Yeah.
But surely not at the expense of helping other people.
Probably, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Without awareness, can one understand one's own accumulation? One tries to be a different person. No way to understand what has been accumulated. Even the funny thinking is conditioned. Yeah. Who doesn't like it? The person who takes it for my thinking. But when panya is sharp enough, nobody, just gone. See? It's like a test all day.
The test.
Through all 6 doorways. It's good to know.
Right, and what you were saying about, the righteous angle, these things, it reminds me of what Kunsuchin was saying to the Thai friend the other day who likes a little drink but says it's for health reasons. No excuse. I mean, one can always find an excuse for the attachment or the dosa or the cause or the thing, but always comes back to reality now.
Usually people think about changing oneself from having lopa dosa to have less lopa and dosa and to do
a good person or
and to do good deeds.
Or the one developing
power. Yeah, yeah. But why don't we want to know the accumulation, our own accumulation, so that they show that they are anatta. Nobody can control conditions for such thinking.
But they say that the Buddha always tells us to do good, to do kusala. That's important.
So you do it? by being told or by understanding?
But I'm reminded.
See?
That is,
so when should understand.
I see the benefit of Kusala.
He told us what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see the benefit of Kusala.
In order to understand what is right and what is wrong, to understand the difference between Kusala Jiva
and it's
and
one's
Jiva.
Own understanding which develops.
Not the others.
Not by following his word, but by understanding his words.
Are we really helping other beings by developing our own understanding?
Why not? Buddha, for example.
What is the greatest help to others we can
the
provide?
Dhamma, the Dhamma, explaining.
Providing opportunity for people to hear or consider. Or
And one is very careful to help in the right way too. Otherwise it's not helping at all. If that person cannot have his own understanding, so what's the use of talking and talking about Dharma? But when it's his or her own understanding, that's our purpose, to help.
Right, we can't just tell someone what is right and accepted or what is good because they have...
Because our understanding is poor, so we better keep quiet. Is that right?
And next life, who know whom we will meet, right or wrong teachings, right or wrong words again. So if we have right understanding, our own right understanding, whenever we hear from somebody...
causes or brings about calm, contemplation of death doesn't do that for me. I mean, it increases anxiety.
That's one of the four
meditations
yeah.
for every day.
I know it's I know it is, but how does it condition calm?
Right, but that's calm. What's I think understood.
But not my death.
Right.
So what is the meaning of contemplation? See, we think that we know. But if it's like that, is it contemplation on death?
It's thinking of death. So contemplation is different.
Must be Kusala.
Okay.
And how does it differ from ordinary thinking?
Because it's sati and panya. It's sati and panya which contemplate.
So I've just been thinking about death. There's been no contemplation of death.
Not just simple contemplation.
There probably has been, but the other one predominates.
Okay.
So would you like to say a little more about wise reflection on death?
We should be careful when we read whether we understand that word or not. Mm. For example, if we think that we understand contemplation, it's not the understanding, because dosa is there. Mm. So it cannot be what is meant by that word. Contemplation on death, because this must be the marana sati.
So of course if one starts thinking about me and my death, how can there be any kusala contemplation? I don't think so, because it's not.
So we'll find out. Each is different. Kusara, when you think of death, what happens?
Right, I usually, if I reflect on death, I just think on it, of death in general, about how, you know, life is so short and can end at any moment, and how life is just this moment of sound or visible object, that's it. And but I don't think, oh, it's me that's going, you know, I don't think about it as my death, because that would just be conditioned
so death. The fact of death, or
death, or the cheetahs which fall away, and how this whole lot of cheetahs will fall away and then be just continued by more, and lifetime after lifetime with so little wise reflection or kusala, but no need to sort of think so much about me or what will happen to me, because that's just going to be clinging, conditioning, more dosa.
And that's why it's such a nice thing to talk with each other, because you may have learned another aspect that I haven't learned, and I've learned an aspect that you haven't learned, or something like that.
What about everyone knows that death can come anytime? Mm. What about this moment?
Mm.